Welcome into a Positive Life Podcast, where we're bringing a positive influence into this world and into your life. And I'm Bob Miles. And today's subject is going to be on wisdom. So the definition from Webster's on wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment, the quality of being wise. So what are the qualities of wisdom? Well, wisdom is the ability to think and act using knowledge, experience, understanding, common sense, and insight. Wisdom is associated with attributes such as unbiased judgment, compassion, experiential self-knowledge, and virtues such as ethics and benevolence. But the wisdom of God is an absolute attribute that only God possesses, which is demonstrated in creation and redemption in Christ. According to King Solomon, wisdom is gained from God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding, Proverbs 2:6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight, out of Proverbs 3:5 and 6. So remember, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and wisdom is to depart from evil. Now that you are saved and delivered from the grip of sin through the power of the Holy Spirit directs and empowers you to avoid sin of any kind of evil in your life. So how did God respond when Solomon asked for wisdom? In 1 Kings 3:3, Solomon is described in the following positive terms. Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. One night the Lord appeared to Solomon and said, "Ask what I shall give you." In response, Solomon answered, "Give your servant therefore an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to govern this, your great people." The passage notes, it's pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God delights to give wisdom to those who truly seek it. God responds to Solomon's request for wisdom by promising three different gifts. The first is the wisdom Solomon had asked for. "I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind, so that none like you has been before you, and none like you shall arise after you." Out of 1 Kings 4:29 through 34 records the details of Solomon's wisdom. "And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding beyond measure, and breadth of mind like the sand of the seashore, so that Solomon's wisdom surpassed the wisdom of all the people of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was the wiser than all other men, and his fame was in all the surrounding nations. He also spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. He spoke of trees, from the cedar that is in Lebanon to hyssop that grows out of the wall. He spoke also of beasts and of birds, and of reptiles and of fish, and people of all nations came to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom." The second gift God gave Solomon was wealth and fame. "I give you also what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that no other king shall compare with you. All your days Solomon would become known as the wealthiest king of his era." The third gift God gave him was conditional, a long life based on Solomon's obedience. "And if you walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days." After God made these promises, Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. The first two gifts were unconditional. Solomon was known as a man of great wisdom and as a king of great wealth and influence. But was Solomon known as an obedient king who experienced a long life? By the grace of God, Solomon reigned for 40 years, a long period for one king to reign. However, Solomon's obedience was mixed. He had many wives, including foreigners who influenced him to sacrifice to their gods. His great wealth also contributed to unwise excesses. Solomon began well, as his humble request for wisdom shows, but he later disobeyed God. Solomon was spared more severe punishment for the sake of his father David. So here's what Billy Graham said on the wisdom of God. He said, "Commit the way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass," out of Psalms 37:5. To know the will of God is the highest of all wisdom. Living in the center of God's will rules out all falseness of religion and puts the stamp of true sincerity upon our service to God. See, you can be miserable with much if you are out of His will, but you can have peace in your heart with little if you are in the will of God. You can be wretched with wealth and fame out of His will, but you can have joy in obscurity if you are in the will of God. You can have agony and good health out of His will, but you can be happy in the midst of suffering if you are in God's will. You can be miserable and defeated in the midst of acclaim if you are out of His will, but you can be calm and at peace in the midst of persecution as long as you are in the will of God. The Bible reveals that God has a plan for every life, and that if we live in constant fellowship with Him, He will direct and lead us in the fulfillment of this plan. So one of the things that I found out is godly friends can have godly wisdom. So get all the advice and instruction you can so you will be wise the rest of your life. You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail out of Proverbs 19, 20, and 21. So I didn't know where to turn, what to think, or what to do. My emotions were running high, and I feared they were getting in the way of making a wise decision. Over several months of dealing with difficult circumstances, I received a lot of godly counsel from beloved friends and family. Yet I found it hard to heed their good suggestions at the time, because my feelings seemed to be in control of my thoughts. Recognizing this struggle within, I bowed my head and prayed, "Lord, please help me see with the eyes that are wise, not eyes blurred with overwhelming emotions. Help me act out of heart that follows You, not the heart heavy and with worry. Help me think with a holy perspective, not a mindset based on my own opinion or feelings. Give me wisdom and discernment and the ability to recognize and follow wise instruction when I receive it." I opened my eyes and reached for my Bible, and I immediately came across these key verses, Proverbs 19, 20, and 21. Get all the advice and instructions you can, so you will be wise the rest of your life. You can make my plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. My heart quickened at the thought of God whispering the comforting answer I had just prayed for. I sensed His assurance that it was okay to accept and trust wise advice that aligned with Scripture, because His plans and purposes would always prevail, even if my decisions weren't perfect. As the primary author of Proverbs, King Solomon obviously grasped the importance of listening to the advice of trusted, God-fearing believers. The book of Proverbs gives numerous wise instructions and advice for living an effective and faith-filled life based on the authority and direction of God. He even referred to the passages in this book as the Songs of the Wise. Proverbs 24:23. Obviously, my first place for wisdom and guidance is God's Word and prayer. And I had been anxiously seeking His direction for weeks. But as I read this verse, I felt prompted to ponder all the people who'd offered me loving wisdom. I thought about their relationships with the Lord and how much I respected their faith and advice that was always laced with holy truth and love. I suddenly realized these people had been divinely designated in my life, long before I needed them, to be the voice of the wise during my trial. With grateful humility, I bowed my head again to pray, intentionally thanking God for all the people who continually poured wise instruction into my heart and seeking discernment about the best advice to follow. God sends people into our lives for many reasons, and in many cases, it is the response to a need we have. Whether it's now or yet to come, no relationship happens in the kingdom of God by circumstance or without reason. Whether it's to provide friendship, help us through a season of difficulty, provide wisdom and inspire us to stand strong in our faith when we feel weak and unsure. Throughout Scripture, we are instructed to choose our friends wisely, because with godly friends comes godly wisdom, just when we need it most. So next, I'd like to play a song for you. It's called Fear the Lord by Tommy Walker. Catch him on YouTube. You can subscribe to his channel. He's also at TommyWalkerMinistries.org. And here's the song, Fear the Lord.
the beginning of wisdom, life, hope, meaning, and joy. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So let us worship, let us bow down, let us fear our God.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, it's life, hope, blessing, and joy. The fear beginning of wisdom.
So let us worship.
Let us worship, yes.
Let us bow down. Let us fear our God.
Oh, yeah.
To Him belongs eternal. Glorious and righteous are His works, His ways. To Him belong all reverent praise. Faithful and just are His works, His ways. So let us worship.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
us worship. Let us bow down.
Let us fear our God, our God, our God. Let us fear our God.
What a great song. You know, that song came from Proverbs 9, 10, and 12, where it states, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through wisdom, your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you, and if you are a mocker, you alone will suffer." So Rick Warren states, "Trust God's wisdom, not your feelings." You ever had that feeling that something was so very, very right, but then when you did it, it ended up being very, very wrong? Feelings lie. They lie to you all the time. There's an old country song that says, "How can it be wrong when it feels so right?" Are you kidding me? There are a lot of things that are wrong that feel so right at the moment. After 6 months in a relationship, you wonder, "What was I thinking?" Just a few weeks into a job, you think, "How in the world did I get caught up in this?" A quick decision that seemed harmless at the time leaves you broken and scarred years later. If you want to experience fewer dead ends and failures in your life, you need to hear what Proverbs 3:5-7 tells us. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil." If you really want God's blessing in your life, you have to depend on God's wisdom and not what your feelings say or what your gut says. Trust in the Lord and not on your own understanding. So how do we get God's wisdom? You pray. You talk to God and you let Him talk to you by reading the Bible. That's how you get God's wisdom. The Bible says in James 1:5, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." God doesn't want you to make foolish mistakes. He doesn't want you to hit your dead ends or go through failure after failure in life. God wants you to succeed. He wants you to make wise decisions with your time and your money and your relationships. It's not like you're waiting on Him for His help. He's waiting on you. God says, "Hey, I'm here. I'll give you wisdom, and I'll give it generously. I'm not grudging about it. I want to make you wise. You've just got to ask." If you want to be blessed, you've got to get God's wisdom. And if you want God's wisdom, you got to get in God's Word. So how can I tap into the wisdom of God? All that God deemed essential knowledge for His children is found in His Word, the Bible. Beyond that, all truth is God's. God has, however, revealed His truth to all humans in the things created, out of Romans 1:20, called general revelation, and His written word called special revelation, out of 1 Corinthians 2:6-10. There's a difference between earthly wisdom and the wisdom that comes from above. To tap into God's wisdom, we must first of all desire it and ask God for it. "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you," out of James 1:5. The next verse specifies that we must ask in faith, nothing wavering. We acknowledge that true wisdom comes from God and that Jesus Christ is the embodiment of that wisdom, out of 1 Corinthians 1:30. To trust in Christ and yield to His Holy Spirit is to walk in wisdom as Christians. We have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. Love of God, the greatest commandment, is also required. As it is written, "What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him, these are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God." To have knowledge is to have understanding or information about something. To have wisdom is to have the ability to apply knowledge to everyday life. It is in the reading and the understanding of God's Word that we obtain knowledge. And meditating upon that knowledge brings wisdom. The longest chapter in the Bible is Psalm 119, which is all about gaining understanding and wisdom from God's Word. Just a few verses are, How I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your word is a lamp for my feet, the light of my path. I will meditate on your precepts and have respect to your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. You know, the word meditate is used 5 times in Psalms 119 and in various forms another 15 times in the book of Psalms. Meditation is required to fully consider how to apply God's word in everyday life. The book of Proverbs is full of wisdom. In that book, wisdom calls for a hearing. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery, and how fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke, then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. The promise of wisdom is that those who desire God's truth can have it, but it requires giving up the world's foolish mockery of the truth. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction, and that's out of Proverbs 1:7. To have the fear of the Lord is to have an awed respect of who God is and a trust in His word and His character, and to live accordingly. When one is walking in the fear of the Lord, he or she is relying on God's wisdom in the matters of everyday life and making whatever changes need to be made in light of God's word. Those who have God's wisdom will show it in how they live. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom, out of James 3:13. So in summary, to tap into God's wisdom, we must diligently study God's word, meditate on the word, pray for wisdom, seek it with all our hearts, and walk in the Spirit. God desires to give His wisdom to His children. Are we willing to be led by that wisdom? So next, I want to read you a letter from God to you. Good morning, this is God. I will be handling all your problems today. Please remember, I will not need your help. If life happens to deliver a situation to you you cannot handle, do not attempt to resolve it. Kindly put it in the SFGTD box. And that's something for God to do. It will be addressed in my time, not yours. Once the matter is placed into the box, do not hold on to it. Holding on or removal will delay the resolution of your problem. If it is a situation that you think you are capable of handling, please consult me in prayer to be sure that it is the proper resolution. If you find yourself stuck in traffic, don't despair. There are people in this world for whom driving is an unheard-of privilege. Should you have a bad day at work, think of the man who has been out of work for years. Should you despair over a relationship gone bad, think of the person who has never known what it's like to love and be loved in return. Should you grieve the passing of another weekend, think of the woman in dire straits working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week to feed her children. Should your car break down, leaving you miles away from assistance, think of the paraplegic who would love the opportunity to take that walk. Should you notice the new gray hair in the mirror, think of the cancer patient in chemo who wishes she had hair to examine. Should you find yourself at a loss and pondering what is life all about, asking what is my purpose, be thankful there are those who didn't live long enough to get that opportunity. Should you find yourself the victim of other people's bitterness, ignorance, smallness, or insecurities, remember, things could be worse. You could be them. Because I do not sleep, nor I slumber, there is no need for you to lose any sleep. Rest, my child. If you need to contact me, I'm only a prayer away. Love eternally, the Lord your God. And here's a story I'd like to read you. It's called The Wise Woman's Stone. A wise woman who was traveling in the mountains found a precious stone in a stream. The next day she met another traveler who was hungry, and the wise woman opened her bag to share her food. The hungry traveler saw the precious stone and asked the woman to give it to him. She did it without hesitation. The traveler left, rejoicing in his good fortune. He knew the stone was worth enough to give him security for a lifetime. But a few days later he came back to return the stone to the wise woman. "I've been thinking," he said. "I know how valuable the stone is, but I give it back in the hope that you can give me something even more precious. Give me what you have within you that enabled you to give me something more precious. Give me what you have within you that enabled you to give me that stone." So here's some good quotes on God's wisdom. As we trust God to give us wisdom for today's decisions, He will lead us a step at a time into what He wants us to be doing in the future. From Theodore Epp. "Patience is the companion of wisdom," by Augustine. God's wisdom means that God always chooses the best goals and the best means to those goals. Wayne Grudem. Prayer enables you to tap into God's wisdom anywhere, anytime, no matter what is going on. Elizabeth George. God not only sees where you are, He sees where you can be. Pray for wisdom. Author unknown. Ask for God to fill your mouth with the words you need today. No issue is so small that it doesn't require God's wisdom. Joyce Meyer. I rise today with the power of God to pilot me, God's strength to sustain me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look ahead of me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak to me, and God's hand to protect me. I'm smiling not because I'm stronger than my problems. I'm smiling because my God is stronger than my problems. So I prayed to God, and I asked God, "What about wisdom?" And here's what He stated to me. He said, "Bobby, anytime you use my guidance, wisdom, within your life, or you use my guidance to help others, that is wisdom from me. When you try and do things on your own, that is not wise, as you have found out. By using my guidance in your life, you are becoming the example I want you to be." And I'm going to leave you with this. It's the full serenity prayer. It says, "God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, and accepting hardship as the pathway to peace, taking as He did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that He will make all things right if I surrender to His will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with Him forever and ever in the next. Amen." And to understand this and put it into action in your life is true wisdom from God. So my prayer, as always, is that God blesses the journey that you're on with Him and that you embrace the path that He has you on. And make sure you check out next week. Next week's episode is going to be on Do We Underestimate God? And you can connect with me at positivelightpodcast@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please don't hesitate to connect with me if you want. Remember, you can get Positive Light Podcasts and anywhere you download your podcast for free. Have a great week, everybody. We'll catch you next week.